trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Can you believe this? That's just 3 weeks in the books. Dan Timmer. Dan, can you imagine we've been on 3 weeks already? Seems like only 3 weeks ago we started this thing.
Yeah, it was only 3 weeks ago.
Well, it seems like only 3 days ago then we started this thing. This shebang here at DFN.
Already scaring me, though, because shorts, flip-flops, no socks, a T-shirt. It's not that warm out.
Rob, would you be more crazy or you think I was nuts if I actually had the socks with the flip-flops?
Well, that shouldn't... That would,
like but black you should, socks with flip-flops?
You should have sneakers on with socks. It's not that hot out.
It's 70 degrees today, 68 officially.
You know what, you kill me. You're like the white guys I went to college with. The first little hint of sun and
hint?
65
no,
degrees.
No, 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 Rob.
Am I right? Yeah, you're right. Come on, you know that, Dan. You went to college with black guys. We'd be the last
keep
guys
it going,
to put
Gary,
shorts
Gary,
on.
Gary, let me hear something.
Am I right?
Here.
You know that, here. Mark. You went to school at Michigan. Black guys, wait, it's got to be like July before we put shorts on.
Yeah, but Rob. This day
goodness
when,
gracious.
You're talking about those days when it's like 50 and they put the shorts, or 45, or it's over freezing and they wear shorts. Some of it was those big dudes that always wanted, couldn't wait to get into the shorts because they hated wearing the pants. That's not my thing. I take my cue from Dr. Oz, okay? Dr. Oz says, get your 15 minutes of vitamin D sunshine. We have beautiful sunshine. This is now a nice mid-April sun. You can get a little color.
Mark, I enjoyed it. It was great not having a jacket on. I was just had on a sweatshirt. I mean, but the shorts and no socks, I think that's a little extreme.
I'm talking to you like you don't know me. Who's
I know you. That's what I'm just saying.
I threw the flips on today and said, I'm out the door. And I'm done. And I actually was going to change. And I said, no, it's just Rob and these guys.
Did you take a French bath today, or did you actually take a shower?
I took a shower and everything.
Okay,
I'm clean.
Sure.
I'm spit-shined. I'm ready to go. Feeling good. Feeling sharp. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes when you think it's hot, you're going to be sweating anyway. So you just figure out, why am I going to waste a whole shower? I'm going to get sweaty anyway.
Don't you love a good shower?
Yes. You have to have a shower.
There's two things in life. If you don't have them, I feel bad for people. Two things. You got to have a really good shower. I don't care how you do it, by hook or by crook, get yourself a good shower.
I agree with that. I can't get going until
spend
I
the money on a good shower head. So
I got the waterfall shower, you know, the one with the big... That
yeah,
just
those
down,
those Kohler like waterfall things. Those,
love
those
it.
Are terrific. And the other thing is you got to have a good bed. I mean, you got to have the good sheets.
No, and a good bed, absolutely.
Your 800 thread counts, your
never
Egyptian cotton.
Never cheat yourself. No. Do not ever buy a bad bed, a cheap bed, ever.
You know what can happen on
thing,
a bad bed?
One other
you
thing,
get hurt
Mark,
on a bad bed.
You got three things because you missed one other one.
What?
Never buy cheap shoes. Now, I'm a former shoe salesman. Cheap shoes will ruin your feet and mess your feet up for
a long time. Rob, what do I say about your personage?
Right.
Take care of what?
Right.
Your feet and your teeth. I get the pedicures. That's why I'm not afraid to bust them out because I get the peds. I don't do the manicures because I don't want people touching my hands. But the pedicures I have to have because you get the ingrowns. You want them to get in there and dig them out.
I need to get
feels
mine
good. Done. Look at Rob. Rob is a former shoe salesman, though. You haven't mentioned that in a long time.
I know. I used to sell children's shoes and women's shoes.
And you worked for Tom McCann, wasn't it?
Stride Right. And I
shout out Stride Right.
That's right. And I used to work at A&S, which was a New York department store in the women's section, and that was always interesting as well. I loved it.
Look, we got a huge weekend coming up
here.
So
much stuff to do.
And I want to start with speaking of shout-out, because I kind of teased you with this in the pre-show meeting.
Yes.
I'll take my sunglasses off now. Although maybe I should keep mine. It's bright in here. Let's see if I can if you can figure out who it is. First of all, he came to my door today, okay, out of the blue. Never seen him before. Knocked on my door and was bringing me a piece of mail. So he's a mail person. M-A-I-L, M-A-L-E, a mail. Okay? He knows you. He's the father of a certain basketball, I will say star in this town. I'll go star. The dad of a certain basketball, I won't say legend, but he was a basketball stud in the city of Detroit. He went to a major Michigan university.
All right.
And transferred to another university. Not ringing a bell, huh? If you looked at the tag, maybe not on what you're wearing, but on most of your shirts, it has his last name.
Taylor?
EP's trying to figure out who it is. Yes, that is correct.
All right, who is it? Tell me.
Taylor?
No, I don't know.
On the back of your shirt?
On the back of my shirt?
Yeah, you look at the tag, and it's got like what the shirt's made out of. And it's
Cotton? Brandon Cotton.
Brandon Cotton.
Very good.
You know his dad?
No. I mean, I might have met him one time. Okay, so he was there, really?
Yeah, he's handing me my mail. He recognized me and said, hey, by the way, just to let you know, I'm Brandon Cotton's father.
Wow.
I said, I've met Rob before. I'm glad you guys are back. Happy thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is very, very nice.
Out of the blue.
We met a while ago. That's why I was trying to think, but Brandon Cotton, what's Brandon doing now?
He's a teacher. He's teaching I think a charter school, he said, doing really well.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Now. Yeah.
That's beautiful to get
back
to the kids.
He had that thing at Michigan State and UAD. He went to state. He had the thing with Izzo, and then he transferred to UAD. Was Pete Dub? No, how far am I about going back with Brandon? Was Pete Dub still there?
Yeah, he was.
So Perry was still the coach at the time?
Yeah, he was. It was unfortunate, too, because he involved.
Did McCallum replace Perry, or did someone else replace Perry?
No. What you called did. You remember the guy who used to intern at the fan? He interned at the fan.
Kevin Mondrow?
Yeah.
Milk Money?
He replaced Perry.
Was that a full-time gig, or was that just an interim job?
No, he was the head coach. Look it up.
I don't remember Milk Money as the full-time coach.
Maybe it was a year.
I can't believe I still call him Milk Money.
Milk Money. Maybe it was a year, Mark, but he was.
Where did we get this? He got his nickname at TFN.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it was 1 year, but he was the head coach for 1 year, I think.
I know he coached. Did he coach the women, too, for a minute or no? No?
Just men? He was a men's assistant.
Well, he was an assistant, right? I don't remember him like having the full-time gig. I didn't know if he just had an interim gig and McCallum and Ray came after that, because Ray's been there now a number of years. I mean, Ray's been there now at least 6-7 years.
No, I know.
It's hard to believe. But.
Well, his son went through there, but no, it was definitely.
And little Ray McCallum's doing fine, playing with the Sacramento Kings.
In more time, right? Mm-hmm. Very good for him.
So Brandon Cotton, a little shout out to his dad, and thank you. And no, it wasn't. He didn't serve me with papers.
I was going to say, who's suing you now?
No. He brought up a certified letter. No, it was no big deal, but he came to the door. And it was just cool that he, what? When I was naked when I went to the door?
Oh, please, stop.
No, I wouldn't have done that to anybody, much less Brandon Cotton's father, for sure. So look what we got this weekend, Rob. Rob, who are you kidding here? You got your Tigers out in San Diego. Pistons are wrapping up the thing tomorrow night against Toronto. I'll get to Fan Appreciation Day later, what's going on for Fan Appreciation Day, because it's a 3:30 game. You got your Wings. Wings right now, people, heading downtown. You're in the car. You're listening to the show. You're trying to get into the thing, the roof, or wherever you're going to park. And you got your Fan Appreciation Night tonight. It's the final home game against Peter Karmanis's Carolina Hurricanes. Should also be the final game in Detroit as general manager for Jimmy Rutherford with Carolina. He's expected to step down at the age of 65. Former Red Wing goalie who was once drafted by the Wings back in 1959. And has been the GM of that club since they were the Hartford Whalers.
Dun, 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 dun. The Hartford Whalers playing at the mall in Hartford.
Well, that's how long Jimmy Rutherford has been the GM. It was 94, and he got that gig. So it's been 20 years at the helm of Carolina, and so this will be the last time we see. This is what's being talked about, that Rutherford will step down. Goalie with the Wings from 1973 to 81. Missed a year and then came back for 82-83. First round pick. Oh, 69. Did I say 59? Sorry, Jimmy. 1969, number 10 overall. I just made you 10 years older than you are.
Come on, we got to turn the air off in here. Why do we have the air?
I don't care now. I'm barely dressed. You want it to
I don't want
warm
the air
you?
On.
I haven't touched anything. You're in charge. You're Charles in charge of the air conditioning unit.
I just don't. It's April. We don't need the AC on. If it's just natural, we're good. I'm cool with
that. I haven't touched the thing. If you want to change, go change
Gary,
it.
Gary, you got to help me with that, okay, during the break. We need to find out. How do you turn this air off? We don't need the air.
That's fine. You can do whatever you want to, because I just have T-shirt on today.
All right.
On top of that, Rob, I'm surprised you haven't talked about what you... I'm shocked if you're not going tomorrow night.
Going where?
Cher.
No, Cher.
And Joe Louis. I thought you'd be all into Cher coming
to Joe Louis. No, with Sonny, I love Cher.
With Pat Benatar.
I'm not into Cher by herself.
I am surprised at you.
Sonny and Cher, I like, not Cher.
Well, Sonny can't make it.
No, he can't make it. He hasn't been able to make it for a few years.
Cher and Pat Benatar show. And Wanda Sykes is in town tonight.
How many people have died on the ski?
Yeah, Sonny Bono on the ski thing. One of the Kennedys did.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Was it Michael Kennedy? One of the Kennedy family did.
All right, let's get started here.
Oh, did I get the finger wag?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who has to leave right at 10 o'clock tonight. There's no messing around. He and Martin Mayhew have a date for the...
Something I don't know about?
He and Martin Mayhew, your Lions general manager, have a date for the midnight showing of Draft Day so that Mayhew can take notes.
Oh, stop.
Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
Now, that's mean, isn't it?
He's just going to make sure that Sonny Weaver Jr. doesn't know more than he does. Oh, that's Kevin Costner.
But that's right.
All whatever.
Right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, EP, our producer, Gary, our engineer. Sarah is manning the video streaming.
You're not going to call her that tonight.
Why not?
Because she's wearing an Andy Dirks 12. She's representing the 1-2.
That's all right.
She's,
and Josh
is Mrs. Dirks.
Josh is one of the minions as well, the video streaming minions today. And so we got a full boat. Our buddy Dan McNamara sitting in for a little bit. He tried to steal some of my clothes, and he brought them back. But we're good now.
I don't get what that's all about.
No, I left them in his car.
Oh,
trust me. I didn't leave them at his house, at his car.
Well, you could have left them in his house. You could have stayed over. Had a little slumber party.
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bobby. No,
it's a crazy world in which we live.
It really is. Somebody brings over clothes.
That's strange,
Mark.
In like a Myers bag.
But the bottom line would be, if it was really something like that, would he bring the clothes over to my job, right?
Well, I don't mean it like that at all. Your head's more in the gutter than mine was.
Goodness.
I just thought it was something weird, like you flung them out of the car or
something. What would be weird other than he dropping my clothes off?
We just told the story about Rob leaving clothes in hotels. Maybe you'd like drive with people and leave your clothes sitting in the car. And then you said, no, those I need back.
No, those I need back. Those need to go to the cleaner. So, Mark, we got a lot of stuff to do tonight. Let me throw out the telephone number. 248-848-1130 on this beautiful Friday evening. This is a night that I normally mark if the Tigers were in town for a game. You want to go tonight.
You put your feet up.
Tomorrow, you catch a little brew.
You get a little couple of doggage.
Got to get the dogs.
Get the dogs. Just mustard. Thank you, Charlie. We're streaming on the web at parkerandtheman.com. Very simple if you want to watch the program tonight. But as you're heading down to Joe Louis, the Wings' home regular season finale, we touched on this last night with Jamie a little bit. There's two things about the Wings that I want to bring up here, okay? And what a great job, Babcock, blah, blah, give another parade. But two things here. First off, the Wings have two games left. They have 38 wins. The last time the Red Wings failed to win at least 40 in a season was 96-97. They won 38 that year. And if that year comes familiar to your brain, that is the first of the back-to-back Stanley Cups. That was not a great regular season for Scotty and the fellas. So it could be their fewest wins if they don't win since 90-91. Now, the other thing, Rob, Alfie and Cronwall, that's your Daniel Alfredson and Nicholas Cronwall, are stuck at 49 points. That's what they have. Gustav Nyquist has 48. You want to know the last time the Red Wings did not have a 50-point score in a full season? Don't count even the strike-shortened seasons. Last time they didn't have a 50-point score. How far do you want to go back? 1945-46, when it was a 50-game season.
How many teams were in the league back then?
It was the original six.
Wow.
Joe Karvath was their leading scorer that year with 35 points in a 50-game season. They upped it to 60 games the next year. After that, they had a 50-point score every season. Here we are in an 82-game season, and the Wings, with two games to play, quite possibly could not have a 50-point score.
Well, also, Mark, they lost their big guys for a lot of the season, but it does seem impossible. It's almost nearly impossible.
50.
Right, I know. 50 points when you talk about like almost double the amount of games.
When you think how quick removed we are from Yzerman and Fedorov and Shanahan, who's now running the Leafs, I mean, those guys were always 80, 90. Yzerman had as many as 155 in a season, or 160.
Mark, all right, it's now time for the official Hank Aaron time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
We could have just stopped at the 7:15, but that's fine. That's a big tribute to Hank. But it's right at 7:15.
That's what time is supposed to be. So when you're driving along and you hear Hank Aaron hit that home run, you know it's 7:15.
How about that? Every night we get to hear Hank Aaron hit the 715th homer.
At 7:15. How's that?
You won't even be sick of that for at least another 3 or 4 years.
Exactly.
Henry Aaron, why don't we have 7:14? We can do 7:14 and 7:15.
We don't need to do that much. That's pretty good.
Jack Billingham gave up 7:14.
No, we like
he was a Tiger.
Al Downing.
The Al Downing one.
All right, 248-848-1130. I don't know, Mark. The other thing, what was the other part that you wanted to bring in? Because I was just thinking
about... No, the part about not getting to, you know, is there some kind of karma with the fact that they have actually done better in seasons when they don't have a good regular season record than in the past. Remember when they won the President's Trophy and we said that's no good? That's when they got drummed out of the playoffs by Colorado?
How about all those years with Brian Murray? Remember they used to get 100 points and they would get knocked out in the first round? I mean...
Actually, I think this might be, again, in a full season, first time they haven't had 100 points in a while, too. They won't get to 100.
It used to be all the time, right.
All right, 248-848-1130. John, let's kick it off tonight. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? Welcome back, fellas.
Well, I appreciate that, John. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. It's good to hear you back out there, Rob. And you're the man, too. But, Rob, I'm really glad, man, you're getting back out there again, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. Means a lot. Thank you.
Man, one other thing. I've been looking for this hot dog place, and I have not seen. I drove up now 7 miles so many times.
You know what? I don't know why people have had a hard time, and I know we don't have a sign hanging out there, but it was 7 miles. We had some pipes burst now, so it's like closed down until we do repairs. But it's 7 miles between, I would say, between the Southfield Freeway and Evergreen, but it's right at the corner of Stehalen and right at Stehalen and 7 Mile. I don't know why people, because I've heard that from other people saying the same thing. But it's right there on the corner. Mark has been there.
Great, love it. Those Sabret hot dogs are unbelievable. When are you opening up again?
So I got some repairs doing. So I'll let you know.
By the springtime.
Well,
here.
We're working on it right now. But I'll give you an announcement when we got it back up and running. Okay.
Yeah, I hope you do that, Rob. I mean, I've been by, I don't know how many times. I took my grandson through there. And I said,
it's right next door to It's right next door to the car wash. I mean, it's right there on the corner. But I've heard that before. You're not the first person because if you're not, it's not like it's a big separated building. It's attached to other buildings. So you got to be looking for it. You're looking for something maybe separate, but it's attached to other buildings on the block.
And, John? You want to be there when Rob reopens. It's going to be kind of a re-grand opening. He's actually going to have Joe D. out there with a big sign advertising the specials. Well, he just wants to give Dubar some gainful employment. That's all.
Trust me, he won't have to worry about a job, Joe D. He'll be just fine.
Exactly. He ain't got to worry about nothing.
Nah. When you've been a part of three championships, you'll be
just fine.
Thank you. Why everybody act like Joe Dumas is the only one that ever made a bad draft pick?
Because it's just, you know what, because that's how it is. And you know what, it comes with the job, and now,
yeah, it sure does.
Now he's the worst guy who ever was a GM, and people have bad-mouthed him like unbelievable. You know what that is? That's people who take shots at people once they see, like, the end is near. It's easy to do that now, and I feel bad for people, really, to be honest, because – when you've won a championship, and you could talk about all the other guys in this town, and Dave has been here for a long time, and all these other guys, nobody else has won a championship. And the other thing Joe should be very proud of, the only African-American player to ever win a championship as both an executive and a player. He's the only one. It's never the only guy who's ever done it.
Right.
So
I just hate to see it go down like that. It's really not a fair judgment, I don't think, you know. But anyway, I just called to say glad to have you guys back.
Well, John, that means a lot to me and Mark, and don't be a stranger, all right?
Yeah, man, I'm always tuning in. If I don't see it, I tune in to Club Confidential. I love when you do that deal.
I appreciate that, too, on Channel 4 every Sunday night, Sports Final Edition.
You know, there'll come a time, speaking of wings, when Kenny Holland, if this thing continues, Rob, I know you'll take the same
exact
stance. The guy's got rings. The difference between getting on a guy and having some fun with a Randy Smith or someone like that is
they didn't do anything. Exactly. There's a big difference. I always say that. Mark, you don't think Dave is on the clock at some point? I mean, they're spending a lot of money. They've made a couple of runs, but ultimately you got to win. You got
to
win.
But even Ken Holland will get to the point he's on the clock if they continue if this goes. This is 5 years removed now since the Cup.
How bad would it be if Joe and them went six straight years and they never won a championship during that run? Do you know what I mean? And they won the championship, which to me is always that thing. He put together that team. We all know it. Wasn't some fluke. He made the trades. He signed the people. He put that team together, and they beat the Lakers.
All right, if you're heading down to Joe Louis, getting ready for the final regular season home tilt before the postseason begins, it's going to be either Pittsburgh, Boston, looks like right now Pittsburgh. But you never know. He's still got a couple of games to play, and there's three teams stuck at 91 points. We'll talk to you. 248-848-1130. Make it happen. 248-848-1130. Carolina's in town. Peter Karmanis' Hurricanes are here. We got a lot to do, so little time. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN, The Fan. And hey, Cher, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You know, I'm just going to read this the way it was meant to be read. It's no secret that the pothole season is well upon us, resulting in broken ball joints, tie rods, front wheels out of alignment, and so on. Rob, if you're one of the many that have fallen victim to this pothole thing, take your car, truck, or van to the pros. I'm telling you, professionals at Expert Car Care.
Hey, Mark, you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound, sometimes the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle, from top to bottom, A to Z, up to down, back to front, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And be sure to mention You Know Who.
That's Parker and the Man. That's right. And Mark, when you do so, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, Mike and his good people. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Parker and the Man.
But who was that? That was Thurston Howell III.
Lovey.
It
wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it turned out that way. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Make sure you go see them. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Cha.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man. We stream live at parkerandtheman.com. Don't forget to download that iHeartRadio app if you haven't done so far. Not just the Wings tonight, but you got the one bit of intrigue left is in the West. Dallas and Phoenix for the final eighth playoff spot in the West. Stars are up by 2 points, but the Coyotes have, what, 3 games to go? They've lost 5 in a row, though. And they both play each other. Stars will be in Arizona for the finale. But you're heading in for the Wings' final regular season game, and I don't think that a lot of people would have thought the way things were going mid-year, because they have lost. They've won less games than they've lost, or, you know, in regulation or otherwise. I think that it was a treat to get the playoffs this year, Rob. I really believe that it's a treat for Wings fans to be in there for the 23rd straight year.
Yeah, no, I agree, and it just depends on what happens. I don't have any high expectations for the Wings this year, just like last year when they went in the playoffs and they almost got to the Western Conference Finals. So that's why getting in gives you a chance, right? Doesn't mean that you're going to do anything or you're not going to do anything, but it'll be interesting. I don't see the run that they had a year ago.
No, I think this is one and done, to be real honest with you. That's where I'm going with this. But I want to tell you this again last year. Look, last year was just an extra series. It was just one more series. They got past the first round, and then they went to the second, and they choked. And I don't know why the Wings fans really gave them the pass they gave them last year.
They got a pass. I don't know why people, and Mark, I said this the other day.
You said it to Jamie last night.
I get
Jamie Edmonds on last night.
I get the, well, we weren't expecting anything, so it was all gravy. That's what I always hear. It was gravy. It's not gravy. It's not gravy. Not when you're up 3-1. Now, Mark, if you get in with Chicago and it's 2-2, and Chicago has 2 games in Chicago, and you only have 1 game left, okay, you lose the series. I'm good with that. Are you not? 3-1 with three games to go, and you just got to win 1 game?
You just played 82. You're in the postseason. We call it the third season, right? There's the preseason, the regular season. I think you have to change your mindset. And once you're on the clock, We don't give the Tigers a pass.
No.
Because they went to the ALCS, but oh, isn't that great?
Well, don't forget.
They spent a lot of years not going to the ALCS.
In 2006, right, they came out of nowhere, last to first, and they made it all the way to the World Series. There's no reason the Wings couldn't
have
beat
the LA Kings were an eighth seed and won the Stanley Cup.
Right. So I don't know why fans
are
so.
I don't understand that either.
Or so we're so easy to dismiss it and say, well, Chicago's better. We know Chicago's better. That's why they're upsets in sports.
And
that's
you
why
had
we
them
watch.
On the ropes.
Had them on the ropes. Couldn't deliver the knockout blow.
And I don't want to hear that the fourth game is always the hardest one to. No, it is. It's the same difficulty as any 60-minute hockey game.
And any seven-game series.
Yeah.
We get it. It's so hard. Yes, it is hard. But that's how you capitalize and seize the moment.
It really bothered and me last May or whatever it was, when that kind of got by the boards and people kind of accepted it as no big deal.
But Mark,
I was shocked by it.
You
really.
Get that. You get that in this town, and that's the one thing. And I get fans love the home teams, but boy, just the passes to get. The Lions that year they went 10-6 and went. They got blown out against New Orleans, gave up 45 points in the last game of the season to Green Bay, and then 45 points to New Orleans. Go, well, what'd you expect to go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints? You won 10 games. You came back big. It was pretty decent. Wasn't a close game at the first half. You got blown out.
You know,
they got blown out, and
blown
people
out
accepted
in
it.
In two straight games, and you could have really made a case when you look back on even the Wings last year. Something went awry, and then the Lions of 2011, and you could say to yourself, Jim Schwartz didn't even know how to prepare him for that ride at the tail end of the year. He didn't know what to do.
Mark,
he'd never done it, so he didn't. Well, Tennessee was part of it.
But the Green
Fisher.
Bay, you had a chance to go there, break that streak in Green Bay. No Aaron Rodgers. They set a lot of their players. And Matt Flynn just destroyed you on a game that mattered, which would have altered where they were in the playoff situation. How could you not be ready for that game? How could you lose to Matt Flynn?
And they were totally unprepared against New Orleans.
And New Orleans was ridiculous. I mean,
like they'd never even heard the Saints were in the league. I mean, it was just, that was really terrible.
What a shock. Drew Brees. Is that what it is?
Oh, you're looking up there.
You're shocked by Drew Brees?
No, that's the whole point. But that's the correlation I give to the Wings last year. You had to
was a home run.
You had to up your expectation level once you get into postseason play. You're no longer the sorry stepchild. And you should, and as Wings people, you should never have been in that position in the first place. To think that way. Well, we're just so damn lucky to be here.
That's what the Kings thought. Oh, well, we're 8 seed. We're not supposed to win any series. No, you keep playing. You keep winning. What about the Saints? Was it the Cardinals? No. The Giants, when they beat the Tigers 2 years ago in the World Series? Mark, in that series, they opened up the playoffs at home, lost the first two games to Cincinnati. They played like 6 or 7 straight elimination games.
Yes, right.
And won every single game. Don't give me that. The Giants weren't supposed to win the World Series that year.
No, ma'am.
Right?
No, ma'am. No.
They could have easily said, we lost the first
two
games at
home. They were heavy underdogs against the Tigers.
We go to Cincinnati. Right. They were underdogs, just like the Cardinals were in 2006 against the Tigers. They were underdogs. Remember, they weren't a good team.
Yeah.
They won like 83 or 4 games that year.
No, I just never got a chance to really take Wings people to school about the fact you let this 3-1 thing slip away, and you just didn't seem to have the passion because you were just so happy with what the Wings had done for you. It was almost like a Lifetime Achievement Award to go to the postseason last year, and maybe more so this year. So don't let up on the gas on them.
Don't just act like it's no big deal and like, oh, it doesn't matter, as long as they made the playoffs. No, that's not good enough.
Well, I like Babcock today coming out and saying, look, I'm playing the lines. We're not going to rest anybody.
Rest too. For what?
I don't know who you would rest. Thomas Yurko, maybe Goose, or maybe, I guess, the Monster. You arrest them all. I mean, look, Gustafson's playing better than Jimmy Howard.
Speaking of that, Kevin Durant, OKC, we're not resting him the last four games.
Right.
Play him.
In fact, Westbrook had a great game last night. Yeah,
play him.
30 points. All right, coming up, speaking of that, we're going to do some basketball business with everybody getting into the Joe for the final Joy Fan Appreciation Night. Tons of prizes are given away, too. I think they're actually giving away one of Gordie Howe's old sweat socks. So be careful. You
but
might
it's
get
$75 to sign
well,
any,
sign
any flat item.
Yeah, right. Gordie will be there signing them, too. But there's a little issue that Rob brought up about the NBA. Pistons are playing the Bulls tonight. And it kind of got glossed over with some other stuff we were doing. And I said, I got to bring this up with you because you said some things that were pretty damaging.
And the other big game, don't forget, the Pacers and Heat are playing for the
They're playing tonight too, right?
For the top seed. You know what I mean?
Out of the Pacers, East. I expect nothing now.
They just tanked. I don't know what happened. They were off.
They're checked out.
In the beginning of the season, they were unbelievable.
And remember,
the Pistons were the first team to beat them.
First
at home.
And only for a while.
I think they've only lost, I don't know if now
it's
they've
now
been losing.
Now it's five.
At one point, it was just two, and the Pistons were one of the two teams to beat them in Indianapolis. So I don't know what happened to them, but Mark, the NBA this year just, and I don't know, was it Kobe hurt? There were some injuries, different things. You know, Derrick Rose is out. Even though Chicago made the playoffs and seemed to not miss a beat without him, but the league is not compelling to me. And I don't know if it's just me. And I'm playing
Hold on
the old
to
man.
The reason why you think, though, and I think we're all on the same page on the reason why this might have happened.
And if anybody else feels that way, or are you riveted to the NBA, looking forward to the playoffs, anybody can win, 248-848-1130. And we know, we've already gave you the numbers. Mark has given it to you a million times. Since 1980, is that what it is?
I'll repeat them again.
Only nine teams have won a championship.
You know what? Do your Sams. Let's talk about Sams. And I'll give you those numbers again, because I meet people individually that can't believe that statistic.
Right.
And it's not even a heavy stat. They cannot believe. It's all about championships.
And remember, it's a salary cap league for competitive balance, right? Is that what
supposed
they told
us? Supposed to be parity in there somewhere.
All right.
Didn't happen.
All right, Mark. Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations. You know, Mark, you think you're the man?
Nah, Sam the man.
Sam is the man. And, Mark, what a job he does with alterations. If I need my pants taken in, if I need my pants let out, if I need cuffs in my pants, my suits, whatever it takes, Sam makes you look good. I see a lot of the ministers in there, a lot of churchgoers, Mark, trying to get nice for Sunday and make the suits look like they're tailor-made. Go to Sam's Alterations. It's located at 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. The telephone number is 248-552-9950. Take care of alterations and such. And you know what, Mark? He also takes care of men and women. So if you're a woman, you want to get some things done, Sam can take care of you.
Sam the man.
And best of all, he also sells suits. He has great deals, Mark. $69.95. For a nice suit, and then, you know, you pay a little extra, he'll get it altered for you.
Well, he makes you look good on Sunday nights.
So don't forget, Sam's Alteration right there on 12 Mile and Southfield Road. Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Sam.
Got a sports wrap next. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Back on the Fan, people.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.